We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Are you rethinking at all the idea that you don't need a guy in the ninth?
No. We feel that we've done an outstanding job so far, so nothing's going to change right now.
Dale Arnold.
Oh, Cliffy and Mackie and Carly and Murchie all fired well-aimed musket balls into our backside.
Right on the butt cheek.
Rich Keefe.
His pupils were pretty big. I don't know if he's on something.
Cocaine is a powerful drug.
Dale and Keefe.
You don't want your wife to sleep with anybody, but
nobody.
If she sleeps with Brady and gets pregnant with his baby, you're okay with it.
Yeah, it's Tom Brady's kid.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Hour number three, Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio WEEI. Jermaine Wiggins is in the house because it's Wednesdays, and he didn't get a better offer to play basketball somewhere.
No, not this week.
There was no.
I'm still waiting on the call.
Too wet for wiffle ball.
Still waiting on the call from LeBron.
Yeah. You know what? You'd probably be the biggest free agent that he signs this offseason.
That's pretty big.
Yeah, he and Rich Paul because they're now running the Lakers.
That's pretty big. I have to say, that's up there with KD.
We'll get back to that discussion in just a moment.
Yeah,
Game two, Stanley Cup final tonight at the TD Garden. Torrey Krug has the defining play of the series so far. We're only one game in. The crunching hit that he threw, it apparently has had lasting effect because Robert Thomas, not on the ice today for the St. Louis Blues, not expected to play tonight. My guess is when they finally tell us, it will be the dreaded upper body injury.
Oof. Yeah, you hate to see that because he stayed in the game, didn't he? Or was I wrong about that?
I thought he played after.
I thought we did see him, but maybe that's just sort of... caught up to him, and so it was a huge hit. Again, a clean hit, though. I know a lot of hockey writers are trying to say that it should have been a penalty.
I got into it last night with Damian Cox from the Toronto Star.
Looked clean to me.
I thought very clean.
I truly don't think that it's even a question, Wiggy, as you know. Like, if he's got his feet churning and he hits him like that, it's a charge.
Or if he leaves his feet.
He was gliding.
Yeah.
I mean...
And the guy had the puck.
Oh, yeah. The puck was right there.
Yeah, he had the puck. So you have, I think it's like two strides that you're able to take. But like you said, he was gliding. Now, granted, he did go a long way.
He went a long way, is right.
You know, that's, I guess, I didn't realize that was a thing in hockey. You know, especially me, I'm a hockey expert.
Oh, yeah. Hockey Town, they allow guys to charge each other.
Yeah, I mean, Hockey Town, you could come off the bench and hit somebody. I didn't realize that you couldn't cover a long distance to seek somebody out and hit them.
Yeah, but he had the puck. Thomas had the puck.
Yeah, so...
This isn't a huge loss. I mean, obviously, they would prefer to have him out there.
Sure.
But 20 playoff games, he has one goal, 6 points, plays about 13 minutes a night. So, you know, you got to go to somebody else. Not ideal, but it's not like they're losing Tarasenko or Shen or somebody like that.
Listen, they got a better chance of bringing Brett Hull out there. And
they would. That'd be nice. Yeah, get Hull up there.
That's about
Shanahan.
The only way they're going to have a chance to win the series.
Janney.
Series is over.
Roster.
So the Bruins won't make any changes in their lineup tonight, obviously.
Shouldn't.
Why would you?
No,
you know,
no,
you've won 8 straight games. Why would you mess with anything? And I'm going to go out on a limb here and suggest that the starting line tonight for the Bruins will probably be the Corrali line.
Yeah, why not?
I mean, he's done that a lot anyway. Bruce Cassidy likes the energy boost, likes the thump that they bring.
Although I wonder if part of that was just because they had such a long layoff and that was the group that they thought could maybe set the tone.
Though, but I've seen that line out
there.
He
likes
before.
To do a
no,
lot.
I know they have, but I'm just saying the long layoff maybe sort of paved the way for that too.
See, there's no angle for me to take my double or nothing bet because Chara's going to be out there.
Of course he's going to be out there.
And the fourth line's going to be out there.
They could be. Yep. They could absolutely be out there. But no, they're rolling. They got to be as confident as any team can be. They've won 8 in a row. They've won in a variety of different ways. They've gotten contributions from everybody.
Right.
Like they're so locked in right now.
And for people who don't know how it works in hockey, and you may not at this point, the visiting team has to post their starting lineup first. So Craig Berube posted his lineup, said, here's who I'm going to start. It is then Bruce Cassidy's right to look at that and say, okay, you're starting that line. I'm going to start this line. So it may not be the Corrali line, depending on what Berube puts out there, but don't be shocked because he likes bringing them out there if he can.
Oh, yeah. Nothing wrong with that. They set the tone. Crowd's going to be amped. Probably their last home game of the entire season, so you're going to want to make up for it.
Wiggy's predicted last home game of the season, right?
This is it. Series
That's
is
what
over.
I said. I said that before the
series
started.
Yeah, this series is over.
This is it.
I mean, you look at St. Louis. We tried. We went through it. I don't know what area that they have. Not even, I wouldn't even say the edge, but are they even equal with the Bruins in?
No, nothing.
Find me an area.
I can't.
And I can't find a single one. Their defense is bigger as a group. But okay. The Bruins' defense is faster, much quicker.
Yeah, but
you know, guys like McAvoy and Krug and Grizzly
like,
and
immeasurables,
Clifton.
Like, you know, size and like 6'3", 2".
Right, yeah. Right. And the St. Louis defense is big. They're
right,
they're,
but they've when got you good say size. The Bruins are more physical?
They were in game
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I think they are. Out of the 10 best players in the series, would you say 3 of them are in St. Louis?
Well, the Tarasenko guy, right?
Tarasenko, Petrangelo. Maybe O'Reilly, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And Binnington's played well, but I don't know if that... It's the Bruins, though, right? It's their top line. It's their two best defensemen, their goalie,
right,
it's Krejci.
But you can even factor in the top... Like, you can factor in all those Bruins guys.
Yeah.
But even look at the third and fourth guys.
Oh,
like,
I know. Like Johansson looked
right,
fantastic
Johansson,
in game one.
What's his name?
Coyle.
Nordstrom.
Oh, Nordstrom's look good.
So
sure.
You think Corrali. You start to factor in some of those guys, and you... I mean... They might not have the points to say some of those Blues guys, but
yeah.
Just the way that they've played, you know, in game one, you could make the argument that the Bruins could have, you know, 8 or 9 of the top best players in the series as of game
one. No, it's pretty lopsided. When you look back at the last two times they were in the Cup final, the Blackhawks and the Vancouver Canucks, completely different matchups. I mean, those teams were loaded. They had great regular seasons. They had superstar players, MVP candidates. This is a different kind of team altogether.
This has been a boring, I would say, for the Bruins, like as from a fan's perspective, it's kind of been a boring, besides the Toronto game, it hasn't been a boring
Toronto
playoff
was fantastic.
Run.
Yeah, a little bit, just because there hasn't...
No star power.
You were anticipating all year, second round Tampa Bay. The rematch from last year, you're going to face Tampa Bay. You didn't. And on the one hand, you're like, great, you'll take the wins, you'll take the series, and you'll certainly celebrate the cup, and you're going to love the cup. But you're not facing Ovechkin. You're not facing Crosby. You're not facing any of these guys. It is
no Stamkos. It's like, it's been boring. And then now you're talking about, I would much rather have seen San Jose versus the Bruins in a Stanley Cup Finals, because I think that would have been a little bit more entertaining.
It would have been cool with Joe Thornton and everything
else.
Right,
you had the Joe Thornton angle, and then you'd look at some of the San Jose players.
Blake Burns.
Yeah, Logan Couture, Van der Kane.
Eric Karlsson.
All right, it's a little bit of...
Wait a minute, Evander Kane, tell me why you like him.
Oh, man, because he's a good player.
He's a good player.
I mean, he's a good player.
Right.
You know, I wanted the Bruins to trade for him when they had the opportunity, but...
He had some issues in Buffalo.
Yeah, he had some off-the-ice issues.
He had some stuff going on.
And it's also good when there's either the elite player or when there's like real hate,
right?
And that you learn to hate Vancouver immediately.
Didn't take long at all. Burrows and all those guys.
It was so easy.
You don't have none of that.
Nothing.
Well,
nothing.
Maybe,
I mean, Edmondson.
Maybe
a little
they'll
bit.
Do something tonight. Yes.
Edmondson a little bit. Like,
and I don't think he may not play tonight.
He may not even be in there. Right. So,
but then they don't have the superstar power.
No,
of,
they don't.
Like, even with Vancouver, right? There was that hate there, but you knew. I mean, at that point in time, the Sedin twins were like
great.
Were amazing players. You know, you had Luongo in Nets.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't have that superstar talent, pot, name recognition. You know, even the Chicago series, like you said, you think about the Blackhawks.
Kane and Taves and Keith.
Jesus,
and all
it was
those,
like...
Yeah, they were loaded.
It was. You think about some of those players that had... Johnny Oduya was on the team at the time. Seabrook. He was a good player, too.
I understand.
Johnny Oduya, not that good.
He was pretty good.
He did well for the Blackhawks.
Yes, and the Blackhawks did well.
And it wasn't bad in Dallas either, so...
No, it's true. Like Henrik Sedin was the MVP the year before they played him. They had this unbelievable record. Luongo was great in net. Then he had the comment about Thomas. And everybody got so invested and so fired up into it. St. Louis hasn't given you anything yet. Maybe something happens tonight.
If you pulled 100 just, you know...
Bruins fans?
Not Bruins fans, just 100 hockey fans. And I'm not saying like, I'm just saying surface level hockey fans. Guys that are not, people that are not really into it say, hey, who's the Blues' best player? They'd probably say Brett Hull.
The Pierre Turgeon, was he there for a while?
That's what most people would say.
Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah, like I said, get me to next year. I want to see what's going on.
You're already on to next year.
Yeah,
you're already scouting the draft.
I
want to
see if the Bruins can repeat next year. Well, that's what I want to see.
That's pretty good. They got three games to go, but let's see if they can win next year.
I will tell you that based on how things have gone at the skate this morning, we told you Robert Thomas was not skating, not expected to play. It looks as though Robbie Fabry is going to take his place. Dunn,
this could be the difference.
Yeah, he could make a major difference. Fabri? I mean, you know, they
didn't tell me they had Fabri.
Well, that's, you know, I sprayed some of that earlier in my house.
Dunn was skating today, but it appears, at least at the moment, like they're going to go with the same six defensemen, including Edmondson. And it was a huge issue for the Blues on Monday. They just don't have the speed to keep up with the Bruins forwards back on the blue line. Three of their six defensemen are really deficient in the speed department.
Unless you read off a thing that says that McAvoy, Pasta, Bergeron, Krejci, Machin cannot play because they are deathly ill and they can't play for the next, you know, 3 weeks.
Yeah, you'd have to miss a ton of guys.
Yeah,
you'd
right.
You'd have to miss a lot of guys.
I guess the Blues are they're getting Fabriz back and.
Mm-hmm. You know, not Fabriz.
Fabri?
Either way.
It really doesn't matter.
I don't call whatever you want.
Either one.
I'm just looking forward to the guy on the morning show in St. Louis. He did a poem after game one. I'm just looking forward to his poem after game two. That's really what it's all about.
St. Louis, they don't have anybody could do the inspirational video out there. They don't have a Brady.
John Hamm. John
Hamm. I'm talking about like a Brady.
Oh, a player?
Maybe
no.
Kurt Warner.
Ozzie Smith?
Can you get Kurt Warner to do it?
Yeah, he could.
Did you see who voiced Zdeno Chara's pump-up video?
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah.
Tom Brady.
Yeah. I said, well, you...
That's pretty cool.
Who's their version?
Yeah, you need somebody at that level.
I don't know if they have one.
Is there a basketball team in St. Louis?
No, not anymore.
Not for a while now.
No. Was Kareem there?
No.
He's like Bob Pettit, maybe.
Oh, okay.
It was a while ago.
Yeah, you need
something to get... They have nothing.
They got nothing there.
Why are we talking about the Blues here? We should be figuring out what the Bruins need to do to repeat.
They'll
next
get Mark McGwire to do it, huh?
That'd be good, yeah.
That's probably their biggest name. I still like Nelly. Biggest problem.
Or, yeah, that'd be good. Chamillionaire. They could get him. And Chingy. Isn't Chingy from...
I think they're all part of the St. Lunatics.
St. Lunatics, right?
Yeah.
I think Chamillionaire. Sean, can you check me on the Chamillionaire? I think he's from St. Louis.
Check him out on that.
I know Chingy is. Chingy's in the St. Lunatics.
Yeah, I know Cedric the Entertainer, so...
He's great. He could open for him.
Could get him.
Yeah. Before we go back to the calls, I should have asked you this earlier. Didn't mean to bury the lead. Lil Nas X fan or no?
Yeah, I'm huge. I mean, come on, Old Town Road?
Ooh, Chamillionaire, I'm being told from the news desk, not from St. Louis.
Oh, darn.
That's on me.
Well,
dump that, Ross.
Chingy is, though, yes.
Chingy for sure.
Yeah, Lil Nas X.
You don't even have to check me on that.
Well, that was the reason why they won game one.
I like it when you do it right.
Lil Nas X. Okay, I see you over there,
Lil Nas X.
Lil Nas X.
And no concert tonight. What a letdown. They know the series is over, too. They're like, forget it.
How do you go from Lil Nas X
to nothing?
Right. I don't even know how you follow
that. That's a good point. Maybe that's what it was. They're like
Wednesday in the middle of the week.
That's all right.
It's the cup final.
At least Monday you had the holiday you could build it around.
It's still the cup
final. Boston Calling was in town.
People are going to be up tonight. People are going to be watching this game. They could go for a concert before that.
Right.
I don't see why not.
You know what? I think you bring Lil Nas X back.
Bring him back. Does he have a second song?
I saw that Tom Brady reached out to him on Twitter. Lil Nas X.
Yeah, he was recruiting him.
And said he wants him to go. Opener, September?
Yeah, he's poaching the Bruins guys.
Lil Nas X is talented, man. He's taking over country.
I've heard that.
You know, it's like when you look at it, you think of country music. The first thing you think about is Lil Nas X.
That's right. He is.
And what I don't think of is Wiggy being a country guy.
No, I am now because of Lil Nas X.
Just because of him.
Yeah. I can name another. Darius Rucker. And
Hootie. Talk about Hootie.
Yeah. And Aaron Neville. The three country singers that I can name. And from what I hear, they're the best country
artists. They're the three best guys
of all time.
Ever. Yeah, that's the Mount Rushmore. Nobody else. Just those three.
They're up
there.
There's
your guy. Hootie has had a really nice kind of second career after he left the Blowfish. He's been really good.
Was he Hootie?
Yes.
Well, I mean,
that was
his
name
was always
he
Darius
was the
Rucker.
Lead singer.
Right,
lead
I know he was the lead singer.
Yeah.
But is that his nickname?
No. It's like Leonard Skinner.
Listen, I'm telling you, Darius Rucker is the reason why I have a pair of boots. Cowboy boots and a 10-gallon hat in my closet.
Oh, you got to bring those in.
Do you have chaps? Do you have the buttless chaps?
No, those are for women.
No, you can wear chaps. You can wear a nice pair of chaps.
I don't think so.
Sure, you can.
Unless
I've seen parades where a lot of guys are wearing chaps.
Yeah, unless
Provincetown usually here. But
unless there's revolvers on the side of them, I don't think
you could.
Guys you
get like a six shooter.
Yeah, see,
put that little holster
that's the only
right there
way
next
you can
to
wear
it.
Chaps.
No, I know.
But I think nowadays, if you're gonna wear chaps, you got to go assless.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
that's the way that's what he's talking about.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't know how I'd look in assless chaps.
You gotta give it a shot.
I got a rough idea.
Just wear other pair of pants, Wiggy.
Yeah. What do you mean? But then you're not assless.
No, that's the point of them. You wear them like over your jeans.
No, but then they're really not chaps.
What the hell are you talking about?
You're saying wear chaps over your jeans.
That's what they do. That's what Lil Nas X was performing in on.
Yeah, you look good. You look good out
That's
there.
What all the country. They
didn't
wear
chaps
them.
On.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Chaps.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
I thought chaps just strictly what you're supposed to wear nothing on.
But no. I think they've sort of.
Depends on what kind of video
you can wear
those
now.
And then the lady walks up to the four black cowboys and goes, for some reason, I can't find my horse. Is there anybody here who can help me?
No, that's not how
different
it goes.
Video at all.
That's
yeah,
different video. Different. That's completely yeah. different video.
That's not how it works?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'm thinking of a different.
You are. No, I know that
I
you
saw
are.
A video
yeah.
on Chaps, and so that's why
that was on Express.com.
Yeah, you're looking for those Kawhi Leonard rumors.
All right, let's get back to the calls with you guys at 617-779-7937. Tommy's in Upton. Hey, Tommy.
Hey, how are you, Dale?
What's going on?
Boys, Wiggy.
Tommy.
Steve.
What's up?
I heard you guys talking earlier about Tory Krug and the hit, and it's almost like the flying goal thing that Bobby Orr did a few 49 years ago. I saw a great T-shirt about it today on Facebook. I ended up buying one. The website is 617 Apparel. It has that actual clip right there, that frozen picture, and it calls Tory Krug a hitman.
Oh, wow. I heard that they're actually building a statue. Right,
that'd be really nice.
I think they just broke ground.
They got to make sure they get the hair right. That's really the key.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, Rossi, as a big fan of Bret the Hitman Hart, would you be okay lending the nickname to Tory Krug?
No.
Yeah, I see what he's talking about right now.
I'm not wild about it.
It doesn't fit the name, Tory the Hitman Krug.
Do you like the hit even more knowing that Rob Thomas can't play? You know, that he hurt a guy? Does that help?
Concert idea, Rob Thomas.
Get Rob Thomas. Right in their face. Like, look, we got the real Rob Thomas.
Waving the banner.
Yeah.
See what they should have did with the shirt. They should have put Agent 47, the hitman.
Ooh, Agent 47 is not bad.
Because if you don't remember the game, the hitman, that was the number he was. Remember the movie? They had a movie about it.
It was a video game.
Yeah, it was a video game. Yeah. That's what they should have rather than do it just Tory Krug. They should have just put Agent 47.
I like that a lot.
That would have worked too.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
Scott's
maybe
on the
cell. Maybe the T-shirt will come from Wiggy Wear.
Scott's on the cell phone. Hey, Scott.
Hey, yeah, I'm calling. I heard you guys talking about the Lakers debacle there. I'm a big, big, huge fan of train wrecks, but I wouldn't go anywhere near the Los Angeles Lakers. If I was a rookie player, if I was a star player, I would stay away from there. I would go to the Brad Stevens bunch and yell at those kids all day, then play in L.A. and that.
You're right, Scott. You're right. It's a mess. It's
so
hilarious.
So if I'm Kawhi Leonard, Kawhi's sitting there right now going, yeah, I want to play with Tatum rather than play with LeBron.
Well, the Celtics can't sign him as a free agent.
And why does Kawhi Leonard even need to pair up with another superstar? He's the only guy in Toronto.
Because
they're in the finals.
But he knows... He knows that they're not going to be able to beat Golden State because he doesn't have that other. I mean, Kyle Lowry is kind of there, but.
I don't know if Kawhi Leonard is like everybody else. He was in San Antonio. He won in San Antonio.
Well, he
then
played
he
with Tim Duncan and Tony Parker and Manu
Ginobili. Yeah, but they got LaMarcus Aldridge.
Right, so if you are Kawhi Leonard, and we'll say you decide
he's from the West Coast,
you're going to go
to
L.A., you're going to play with
West
LeBron.
Side.
All right? I'm playing the game with you.
Okay.
Are you going to knock off Golden State anytime before LeBron James is on Social Security?
Well, if it's Kawhi and LeBron, I think you have a very, very, very good chance of beating the Golden State Warriors.
Oh, I don't think
so
at all.
Yes, you do. Of course you do. Kawhi Leonard and LeBron James, I mean, that Kawhi Leonard's an absolute animal.
Oh, I love him. I love everything about him. That's not the question.
I don't know why you're so convinced he's going to go there.
I'm telling you. And he's from Riverside, too.
Oh, and the other guy you were talking about, so LeBron James, we know he couldn't recruit.
He went to Riverside High School.
Yeah, then he went to San Diego State. You know that he couldn't recruit Paul George last year.
Well, Paul George took more money to stay in Oklahoma City.
He's also best buddies, banana boat buddies, with Chris Paul, who was also a free agent last year.
Right.
Couldn't get him to sign there.
Chris Paul took more money to stay in.
You don't think the Lakers could have paid him that much money?
What about this whole LeBron can recruit whoever he wants to come play with?
Watch this year. We came to a new...
Oh, we have a bet. Go ahead, Wade.
We came to a new bet agreement because you didn't want to bet the other one. So I'm going to...
The other one was a little vague, to be honest.
Well, it wasn't
vague. It was kind of vague,
it was a little vague.
I'm going to see if I can get my $50 in quarters back from Dale through Keefe.
Okay.
Via Keefe.
Yeah.
So we bet on who's going to have the better season, the Lakers or the Celtics?
Better record next year.
Yes.
I say Celtics. You say Lakers.
I say Lakers.
A whole offseason
to go. See, we can figure that one out.
That's very
simple. Winner and loser is going to be easy to figure out.
End of the year, we can crown a champion.
You know, and And that's what, because if the Celtics and everybody's telling me that Kyrie Irving's not coming back, LeBron's going to do. He's already been on the phone with Kawhi Leonard. They've already been chopping it up, already been talking. He's going to get that superstar
LeBron's
player.
LeBron's talked to everybody this offseason. Is there anybody he hasn't tampered with?
Well, that's what he's supposed to do.
And you can't use the excuse of, well, he can just sign for more money with other teams, because that's what they're going to have to do. They're going to have to sign somebody like Chris Paul or Paul George.
Here are your top five free agents: Kevin Durant, Kawhi Leonard, Kyrie Irving, Kemba Walker, Klay Thompson, Tobias Harris. You throw him six,
no.
And Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler might go to L.A.
Oh, fine. Jimmy Butler is the most overrated player next to Chris Paul.
So who has a better season? The Lakers with LeBron and Jimmy Butler, or Celtics. The Celtics with Tatum?
Celtics.
Come on, man.
Celtics.
Rich, I expected Celtics. More out of you.
No, me. I know. Listen.
What do you care? You're taking his money, you think?
Yeah, go ahead.
Don't you got a new baby coming around?
I do.
Quarters are very valuable.
I'm going to need those quarters.
With, for kids.
That's a good point.
Like toys.
Like, you can play with them.
Just don't eat them.
Just so you know, if Rich does win, he's paying you in pennies.
Yeah. I got a penny guy.
That's not a penny. Hey, it's still money, Dale.
That's true.
Take it right to the bank. Turn those pennies into a nice, crisp $50 bill.
Which is what I'm going to do with those quarters that you thought you were going to get me with. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. It's Dale and Keefe with Wiggy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You got a trend.
No need to check the time, as it's...
We have noon 30.
Noon 30?
It's noon 30.
It's going to be the Wild West at noon 30. Dale's already warmed up to noon 30.
No, I haven't.
You just said noon 30.
That's what you called it for crying.
It's noon 30 with Dale and Keith.
And we are back on Sportsman Radio. I'm your host, Chris Schoenfeld. And I am now joined by former NFL tight end, Jermaine Wiggins. Thanks for joining the show today, Jermaine. How's it going?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great. And I want to start this interview off by talking a little bit about your college days.
What the
who was
heck
that?
Kind of phone?
That was your big interview.
What the heck kind of phone were you operating under?
Rossi, what was that show? That was one of
And we are back on Sportsman Radio. I'm your
Sportsman Radio you were on.
Yeah, I do. Listen, man, I do a lot of radio. Yeah. Radio podcast.
You must get so many requests.
I don't mind. I do it.
You're a sportsman.
You know, I have the Wiggy World podcast, which
is going
to be starting that up soon.
I was going to say, you were doing that for a while.
Yep, I had that. And so
you're going to be doing that here?
I haven't really, made that decision just yet, but that was highly rated podcast.
Yeah.
Well, depends on the, we're in contract talks, right?
I gotcha. Yeah.
Because
it's the more you can do,
right?
They know you can do the Wiggy World podcast.
Yeah, so that show, I used to reach out to people all the time. And
who's the biggest guest you had on the Wiggy World podcast?
I would have to
not
say.
Not to put you on the spot, but
I think
Darius Rucker?
No. I think.
By the way, I got a text from my friend who said he once saw a bouncer in a place called Darius Hootie.
Oh yeah, you don't
Darius
like that.
Darius did not like
Hootie.
No,
he's
that.
Not Hootie. That's insulting.
Oh, he doesn't like Hootie?
No, that's not his name.
He doesn't want to be called Hootie.
He doesn't like that.
I hate that about him.
But isn't that the name of the band?
Relax.
Wasn't that the
name
of Hootie
the Blowfish, and he's the lead singer. So what do you think they're going to call you?
Hootie.
Right.
So why are you upset?
Because my name's Darius.
Oh, okay. Well, we all know you as Hootie.
Yeah.
So Hootie.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, you're kind of stalling here, I've noticed. Who was the most famous person you had on the podcast?
The most famous person, I think it was, I think we had Ghostface Killer on.
Oh, nice.
I think. Did we not have Ghostface?
Oh,
we
put him in my place. Wait a minute. He was on another podcast that I heard once.
Maybe we were scheduled to have Ghostface, but Tragedy.
Wait, hold on a second.
Tragedy Gaddafi was the biggest name.
Okay.
Yeah, we do a lot of different things on Wiggy World podcast.
Really do.
Yeah, we
not as familiar with that.
Except who is that?
Apparently
Tragedy Gaddafi.
Remember.
It's a rapper.
Rapper.
A rappy.
He had me thinking of Hootie. Yes, so
All right, well.
So, I don't mind doing
good
shows.
So, you could bring guests like that to this format as well. That could be something.
Yeah, I don't mind doing shows.
Okay.
People reach out. I got no problem with it.
Good.
Just return the favor.
Right. Back to the calls with you guys at 6. Well,
hold on. Is it going to sound like this, Wiggy?
Well, it was real simple for me. My head coach at the time, Jim Donner, was, he was.
So it actually sounds pretty good.
No, it does not.
I have no idea what you just said.
Sounds better than some of the callers and some of their
That's true.
Crappy
it sounds like the Bradfoe show or like our interview with Jonathan Jones from a couple of years ago.
There you go.
That's true.
I just didn't understand anything that you said there.
Well,
but
Dale,
I,
you weren't listening.
That's right. It's college coach.
Head coach at Marshall, yeah, and then Marshall. He got the head coaching job at the University of Georgia.
Yeah, so he took Olandis Gary and Wiggy, right, and
so
they,
you didn't
they
understand
transferred.
That? Yeah.
God, that sounds like you're watching one of those documentaries, those recorded calls
from the moon.
Basically said, you know, hey, if you're interested, you know, you should think about
one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
It sounds like, you know what it really does sound like on here? It sounds like you have 1 minute remaining on your call before the correctional facilities of Walpole, Massachusetts.
It also sounded like Jonathan Jones' phone.
That's what I was saying. Oh, yeah.
Definitely was like from the, you only get 5 minutes on the prison call.
Yeah, that's it. You got to get in and out. Say what you want early.
But, and count on the
don't
fact
save
that
it
somebody's listening.
Don't save it.
Yeah. John's in Concord. Hey, John, how you doing?
It's better than this phone.
Is he riding with Mike and Wakefield? John, you suck.
It's real simple for me. My head coach is the
giant Jim Donovan. Listen, my call was better.
You're right.
It was way better than that.
You know what? You're not
wrong. It
was
better than John and Concord.
You're not wrong.
I thought it was pretty well Godzilla said. Or something for a minute then.
Oh, what do we reckon was going on back there?
Could be anything.
I'm thinking Godzilla.
Convertible situation.
No, it has that
like he's weed wagging.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. But it's a little wet to be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working on the lawn.
Maybe John and Concord, maybe his rented man out. Concord, right? Isn't there facilities in Concord, Massachusetts?
Maybe
the time he was on, he was waiting for a long period of time, and then as soon as he got on, that was it. You only have 5 seconds before your call will be dropped.
That's right. I like this tweet from Thomas Johnson. At Dale E. Arnold is top-notch. He is a first-rate announcer, outstanding television host, and tremendous human being.
But
why does WEEI stick him with the likes of Keefe, who is irritating and overbearing, and worse yet, with Jermaine Wiggins, who comes across as a complete buffoon?
Who's that?
Thomas Johnson.
Hey, Thomas, thanks for the kind words, buddy. Feel free to call in, Thomas. The number
really put Dale over though in that tweet. Yes. Holy smokes, almost makes you wonder.
I do not like you taking shots at either of my co-hosts.
Yeah,
today.
They can take shots at
me. That's my damn job.
Yeah, suck on that, Thomas.
You see, I'm going to go to clap back corner.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I noticed you put a clap back corner in
and
here.
Then I'm going to. Did he tag me on the?
No, he didn't. That's the worst part. He tagged me and Dale, but not you.
No, why wouldn't you tag me?
J-Wiggs 85. Very simple. Just tag him right in there.
So. I know we spared no expense on Clapback Corner, and I saw the sign
all
when
the
I came
in.
What the hell is that?
Dale, that is Clapback Corner. That is, yeah. I know we had a little crossover last week, but that with you and Mark James. So you go in that corner, and you get whatever you want off your chest.
It's sort of like the real world, and they're the confessionals.
Right, but
like,
it's
that's
in the
where
open.
You go, that's
it's
the confessional.
If like, you feel like right now you want to get up and walk over there and just start spewing, well, you could spew.
Kind of be against the whole idea of a radio show.
Talking to the mic, we would prefer.
No, we'll hold it down until you get back.
Yeah, you can go over there.
So if I go over there, I just like scream and stuff?
Yeah, what do you do? You don't have to scream. You can just go over there and be like, man, that Lane James gets on my nerves. He's such a fool. I'm glad he's leaving Nesson. Now it's one face I don't have to see in the building. You know, whatever it is, however you want to clap back. I mean, I'm just, you know.
There's no rules, really.
Yeah, I'm giving you ideas if you want to, you know, throw some slang in there, if you want to throw some gunshots. Bop, 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 bop. It's whatever you want.
I don't think we need to have gunshots in here.
No, I didn't say guns. I said gunshots.
Sound effects.
Yeah, sound effects.
Oh. What you're talking about. Yeah, I got
you. That's big. Yeah, I don't know. I'm surprised you don't have some sound effects.
No, I got
here.
You.
We'll work on it.
Yeah, work on some gunshot sound effects.
Sort of like that. Peter's in Jamaica playing. Hey, Peter, how you doing?
Yeah, I want to talk to Wiggy, who's obviously the smartest man who's ever walked into any room he's ever walked into.
Yes, he's here.
Yeah, that I've told that before.
Is he?
Yeah,
You're a smart dude.
I appreciate that.
Let's deal in facts, okay? You're just dealing in these fantasy, blah, 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 LeBron James. Okay, Danny Ainge is not going to sign. Well, I don't think he's going to be able to re-sign Kyrie. So what is your plan for the Celtics?
My plan is to re-sign Kyrie Irving and then trade everybody.
No, he's not coming back. No one wants him. What is your plan if he doesn't sign Kyrie?
If he doesn't sign Kyrie Irving, then you're screwed. Then you
screwed it up.
So what do you do? If you don't sign Kyrie Irving, explain to me. You bring back. So here's your starting lineup next year if you don't sign Kyrie Irving.
Okay,
hold on. Let me. Here's your starting lineup. Marcus Morris, Gordon Hayward.
Morris probably gone.
Not Marcus Morris. Marcus Smart, Gordon Hayward, Al Horford.
Brown and Tatum.
That's your starting five.
That's That's five lottery picks. Okay.
And Baines and hopefully Tice Baines coming off the bench.
Five lottery picks in the starting lineup, right?
Okay. Is that what it is?
Then you got Baines is one of the best defensive backup point guards in the NBA. You got Shimmy Ojeleye, he's showing signs. Robert Williams. Okay.
I'm listening.
Are you listening?
Hold on, I'm listening to Peter.
You're not making like a lot of great points.
Hold on, I want to see where he's going with this. Shimmy Ojeleye.
Okay. I heard him.
Ojeleye's been getting playing time for the last two years.
He didn't play a sniff in the Indiana series.
Then they got the 14th, the 20th, and the 22nd pick in the draft.
That's nothing.
That is not nothing.
Hold on. I want to hear Peter's theory.
That's nothing.
Okay, so you can bundle that, maybe move up to a 10. You can package something maybe and trade Jaylen Brown to get a better point guard. The glaring need would be a point guard. Okay. I think they've got tons of scoring. I would basically stay the course and do little things. You're talking about they have no chance. I mean, that's just...
Winning the title seems pretty unlikely.
They have
no chance of
winning the title or getting to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Okay. Here's a really weak talk show host, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're screwed. That's all you got to say. They're screwed.
No, I said
he might be right as it relates to winning a title.
Or you could be
a caller that says Shimmy Ojeleye has shown signs. That's the difference, I guess.
Peter's making my point that when I walk in the room, I'm the smartest guy.
Two years ago, I was the only person who called the radio, and I got laughed off a million times that they were better off than Kyrie Irving. And a lot of people think that's true now.
So, yeah, well, we haven't seen it yet. I mean, they still have to go, play next season.
I like Peter's, he got Shimmy Ojeleye coming off the bench.
Time Lord.
You got Time Lord. You got Baines, Tice.
The best defensive point guard in the NBA.
See, the problem
you got five
is,
lottery picks.
Overall, I think if I had to pick a side, I'm actually on Peter's side. But the
How
more
do you
he
feel
talk-
about that?
Awful. The more he talks, I'm like, you know what? Wiggy's right. I'd rather be the Lakers.
His phone sounded very familiar.
Oh, it was real simple for me. My head coach at the time, Jim Donner, was...
It was a little bit better than that. I could kind of hear him. So he's giving himself a victory lap for something he said 2 years ago.
I don't see what people like... Listen, it's about winning a championship or at least getting to the championship. Okay, get me there and I'm happy. I want to win. But if you're telling me that your team next year is going to be Smart, Tatum, Brown, Horford, and Hayward
now,
with Ojeleye, Tice, and Baines coming off the bench.
You don't think Tatum can be an all-star in year three?
I don't know that.
I know, but you don't think there's a chance? He could potentially, but that
doesn't mean you could. There's plenty of all-star players out there.
Well, there's 24.
He can go out there and score 25 a game, but
that's pretty good. That's pretty good. You take that, wouldn't you?
Listen, Kemba Walker was an all-star. He's pretty good.
He's one of the top free agents.
I like him, too.
How'd Charlotte do?
Not great.
Yeah, exactly. There's plenty of all-star players out there. If you go out there and you score enough points, you probably make the all-star team. I'm talking about, can you win an NBA title or get to
and
an
so I don't think an Kyrie NBA finals? Can as the best player.
Can you, all right, can you get to an NBA finals with Jason Tatum as your best player?
Well, the way he's playing right now, no. Okay. But if he gets better and he's only 21, then I think that someday, I don't think we know the answer to that.
I think there's an argument to be made, too, Wiggy, that some of these guys might get better just when Kyrie leaves.
Yeah, it wasn't a good fit with those guys.
But how much better do we know? With Kyrie Irving,
I know how good he is. Kyrie's
a great player, right, but I don't know how much better he made those other guys.
You need another piece with him. That's it. If you had Kyrie and Anthony Davis, can you get to the NBA Finals?
You should, although I don't know if I really like the makeup of either guy.
I didn't say whether or not you like the makeup.
Talent-wise, you should.
Talent-wise, you have it. That's the point that
talent-wise,
I'm
talent-wise, this team should
I
have made
thought it. They should have been in the NBA Eastern Conference
but
Final.
There were too many issues with this team.
Yeah, he was responsible
for
a lot of them.
No, he wasn't responsible for a lot of them.
You're the best player. You automatically are.
It came down to, and we've done this a million times, it came down to the relationship that those young players had with Brad Stevens and what Stevens was doing with them in their roles. They didn't like the fact that Gordon Hayward was playing a bunch of minutes over them in the beginning. That's a big part of it. So they didn't like
their
roles.
How was it at the end? What was their issues at the end then?
At the end of it, by that time, it's too late. They didn't have a role. They weren't defined. They didn't know what they were as players. In their mind, they think they thought they were better than what they were getting this year because of what they did last year.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. It's Dale and Keith. Wiggy's in the house as well. Sports Radio, WEEI.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. you've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I guess it's the Twitter site, Bruins Stats, tweets out, Robert Thomas, soul left his body, is out for game two of the Stanley Cup final tonight.
How do you come back from that? When you get run by the smallest guy on the ice, you get absolutely destroyed.
But his coach says his absence tonight has absolutely nothing to do.
Just a coincidence.
Well, that's what happens when you run into the ancient one, Torrey Krug. Your soul tends to leave your body.
The soul out of him? Yeah, good point. Good point. It could happen.
Yeah.
I have the updated odds on where Kawhi Leonard could be next year.
Okay.
This is the updated odds. Updated. This is Up Rocks had an article with all these.
Just like my Express.
Yep.
Almost as good as Express, yeah.
No, but I think they're taking
and he ordered a couple of very snappy tank tops, too.
No, that's true. You can get whatever you want. It's a one-stop shopping.
No.
But they took it from Bet Online. I'm using their thing, but they found it from like one of these sites. The favorite now to have Kawhi Leonard next year is actually Toronto. They think that he could stay in Toronto. Number two is the
you
Clippers.
Think they're stay in Toronto.
Did you see the offers? I mean, these are one person in Toronto offered him a $1 million apartment rent free if he stays.
Pretty amazing.
Oh, that's
pretty
good.
Amazing.
I mean, Clippers you're going to be making $30 million a year.
Clippers two.
Okay.
Lakers three.
All right.
Followed by the Nets and Knicks.
Let me ask this.
Yes.
Do you think there's a realistic chance that he stays in Toronto?
I kind of do.
Oh, man.
What does this guy want?
He
what
wants he to be want? On the West Coast, man.
Why do you know that?
Because he's a West Coast kid.
Well, isn't Paul George a West Coast kid?
Yeah, not really, though. Not like Kawhi.
Yeah, what do you mean not really? Yes, he is.
They both went to high school and college out there.
Yeah, but I think Kawhi was cool with Nipsey Hussle. I think he could be, you know, who knows?
Well, he's not there anymore,
Wiggy has an interesting way of turning things.
Well, yeah, so Paul George, I with, like, who everybody said
West
was going
Coast
to LA.
Guys. Like, I think he's really, truly West Coast.
Yeah, just like Fourier. Really, he went right back West Coast.
No, Fourier
went right back
to West Coast. Truly West Coast. I'm talking about
California. That's on the coast.
I'm talking
about born and raised there?
Yeah, I'm talking about throwing your dubs up West Coast.
Like Paul Pierce.
Seawalking.
Like Inglewood style.
Yes, yeah, like Inglewood up to no good.
So
you're
suggesting that Kawhi Leonard wants to go back.
Like I'm from the CPT.
I got you.
You can't F with me.
I understand.
Real West Coast.
I got you. So that's why what's going to bring Kawhi back.
Fourier is more like Orange County.
Okay.
Where
still a coast,
not
though,
California.
Right?
No.
Yeah, Kawhi's like different. LA, you know?
I think he could stay in Toronto, although it is pretty amazing watching him and his reactions to when they are winning, and everybody's freaking out, and Kawhi just doesn't care.
The cyborg, man.
He is. He's a dude.
That's why.
And I'm begging, by the way, the network, as they move forward here, and I'm begging.
Yeah.
Stop asking him for post-game interviews.
He's not really.
He clearly doesn't want to do it.
No, he doesn't want to.
He doesn't want to say anything. I promise you there's another member of the Raptors who will have some life, some enthusiasm, and who will tell you more than Kawhi Leonard.
Like, Kawhi Leonard after a win is like Bill Belichick after a loss.
Yeah. And the one thing that he did say in the interview that leads me to believe that he is going back to, that he wants to go to the West Coast, is when he was walking away. You really got to listen. All I heard was, West Side?
No, I didn't hear that. I listened for that, too.
Got to really listen, though.
I made a point.
It was kind of like, you know.
It was muffled, maybe.
Yeah, it was definitely
on the
like,
Wiki phone.
He thought he's dropped a West Side in there. Yeah, I'm not so sure I heard that. I think Toronto would be a good spot for him. He just brought that team to the finals. It's a good team.
He's like a
Pascal Siakam
in Toronto.
Really nice
right
player.
Now.
It's too long of a trip to make from Toronto.
Toronto's a nice city.
To Cali.
You'll find out. You're going there this summer for the first time.
Yeah, I am going to Toronto.
Toronto. Yes. There you go.
I'll be curious to get your take when you come back, because it's a great city.
I'm going
to
ask P.K. Subban.
Oh, that's fine. I'm talking about the city right now.
Yeah.
Isn't
the Hockey Hall of Fame out there?
It is. Sure.
I think I'm going to take my kid there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to see if I can find Drake.
Yeah, well, he'll be around.
I'm going to see why they call it the Six.
He's out giving Nick Nurse massages on the sideline.
He's not going to be at Blue Jays games.
Well, I'm going to see why they call it the Six.
They call what the Six?
Toronto.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, see?
Well, see, I didn't know that.
That's why I want to know why
something.
They call it the Six.
Yeah.
You know, and they hear this.
You got to go out and shoot the ball, I guess. That's my mindset, to try to get to a spot.
Listen,
great.
Just help my team win the game. Just trying to win, either if it's me scoring points or getting my teammates wide open. Look, just out there trying to win. It's just not really a matter about me scoring. It's just about being aggressive and don't shy away from anything.
West Side.
Oh, I did hear it.
I heard it the first time. I heard a West Side.
Clear as a bell the second time.
I must have changed the channel. Yeah, so he is giving us clues.
He's giving up. That's how it is. Dropping them gold nuggets everywhere.
That's interesting.
Dropping them everywhere. So, yeah, I'll be in Toronto. I'll check it out, see what it looks like.
Do you think, how many games does Toronto win in the series against Golden State?
I think this actually could be a good series.
I hope they would. Dale's saying one.
I got one.
I think Toronto could win a game in Toronto. I think Toronto.
Shime's got Toronto beating the Warriors.
Give me the Raptors.
Hey, Shime, I'm with you. I think Toronto could beat Golden State.
Really?
Yes.
The odds aren't good enough to bet, but yes, we were looking at it back here.
You're
in on that now.
Here's why I tell you.
Okay.
Because what they'll do, without Kevin Durant, we know Kevin Durant's not playing, right?
Kevin Durant is not playing at least game one and probably not game two.
So
he traveled with the team.
Here's what they do. They're going to put Kawhi Leonard on Klay Thompson. And then that means Kyle Lowry is going to really have to do a good job of playing, or him, Van Pleet, are going to have to do a good job on Steph Curry. But the Raptors, you know, you're talking about with Ibaka, Gasol, Pascal Siakam.
Siakam's good.
They got some guys that can are athletic.
Can they score the ball?
They can score the basketball if they need to.
They can score. And then Kawhi Leonard is, who covers Kawhi on the other side of the court?
Oh, God.
Right. Well, could Klay Thompson do it?
I don't know. I mean,
Klay Thompson or Draymond or Iguodala?
They're good.
I mean, they'll probably all switch off on
Right. But Kawhi, you know, is going to get his. It's going to be about Lowry. I think he's going to be big. So I could see that. To me, this is a really good matchup. If Kevin Durant was there, I would think that it would, you know, it's all day long for Golden State. But I like Toronto in this one. I think they could beat him.
Let me work this question in for Wiggy real quick. Hey, Bob, how you doing?
Hello? Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah. Question for you. Someone mentioned that he thought Tatum was going to average in the mid-20s. I don't see him doing that unless he starts embracing physicality. He doesn't get to the foul line. And if you don't get to the foul line 6 to 8 times a game, if you look at the top scorers in the league, that separates them and him. And I think it's been his whole thing, his whole career. He just doesn't like getting hit.
I agree with you on that, but that's Keith saying that he could be an all-star player, and I'm just, they could build around him.
I think you see a lot of guys make a big jump. Like Paul George, Jimmy Butler, Kawhi Leonard were not all great players their first couple years in the league. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, wow, this guy's really made quite a leap.
But you're putting Tatum in. That's a pretty high category.
He was the number three pick in the draft. He should be that good.
Darius Miles, wasn't he number?
Yeah, I mean, there's busts. I think Jason Tatum's already better than Darius Miles.
Right, but all I'm saying is, I don't know. I think there are a lot of things with Tatum's game that you look at and you go,
yeah, he needs to get stronger. The caller's right. You got to go to the free throw.
He's got to be more aggressive. Right. He's got to stop with the mid-range pull-up. Take it to the
Kobe screwed him. He worked out with Kobe and then he just fell in love with these followers.
But he clearly didn't watch Kobe when Kobe. The play that I really loved what Tatum did was last year against LeBron James.
When he dunked on him.
Yeah, like that's what I want to see more from a 6'9 guy who can play like that.
Wiggy, good to see you again.
That's it.
Always a pleasure.
That's all I got.
Yeah, that's it.
That's my clapback season. Go check out my clapback season. Yeah. I was the first one in the clapback booth.
Yep. Well, you made it.
You invented it.
Go to it before?
No,
I'm saving it for today.
Okay.
I gotcha.
My hour and 25 minutes that I get.
It was good.
Good math.
It was good. We'll see you next Wednesday.
Mike Emmerich will join us at the bottom of the next hour. Daily
Keith. Mike Emmerich?
Doc. He's the guy calling the game tonight on NBC.
Why do you call him Mike, though?
Dale knows him.
Well, isn't the name Doc, though?
Well, his nickname
I don't think
is
his
Doc.
Name is Doc.
His but nickname is
it's
Doc.
Like, it's like a Hootie Darius Rucker.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know you as Mike. I'm going to call you Doc.
Doc Emmerich.
There you go.
The doctor.
That I know.
He's joining us at 1:30, Sports Radio WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.